From Illinois Public Media News, you're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Arjun Tucker. Good morning. It is June 9th, and it is 6:04. Currently here in Urbana, according to the National Weather Service, 71 degrees and cloudy skies. Partly cloudy conditions are expected around 7 a.m., along with wind gusts that are expected to be up to 15 miles per hour. Urbana City Council has deferred its decision on a proposed 32-unit apartment building near the city's downtown. After more than a dozen residents spoke both for and against the project, the council voted unanimously to delay the decision to a special meeting next month. Councilmember James Quisenberry says he supports a housing development on the 400 block of West Main Street, but has concerns over how the current design will affect the surrounding neighborhood.
I'm also conscientious of how it impacts the neighborhood and how the neighborhood over time has tried to defend the character that exists further west.
The council will revisit the project during a special meeting next month on July 6th. A new report ranked Illinois 7th in the country for education, but what factors are they weighing? Peter Medlin reports.
It was Illinois' highest ever education rank from the Kids Count data book, which is put out by the Anna E. Casey Foundation. Lakeisha Penix is with the YWCA Metro Chicago, which is partnering with the foundation in Illinois.
What I can say is the state takes early care and education and the education of the youngest amongst us as one of the highest priorities of the state.
The report looks at dozens of indicators, including high school graduation rates, standardized test scores, and chronic absences. Illinois earned particularly high marks in 8th grade math proficiency and preschool enrollment, but she says there are still significant challenges. Even though it was high, there was a drop in access to early care and education, which means fewer students ready for school. The state finished 20th in overall child well-being, a slight dip from last year. I'm Peter Mudlin.
Women and people of color who work for Illinois agencies, colleges, and universities continue to earn less than their white men counterparts. Mawa Iqbal has more on a new report.
The Illinois Commission on Equity and Inclusion found that wage disparity is even wider along racial lines, with black employees making significantly less on average than most other demographics, even though black employees are the second largest racial group represented in the overall workforce. All told, the difference in average salary between the highest paid and lowest paid demographics was $17,000. The state report says these year-over-year comparisons, quote, underscore the persistence of structural disparities and the need for better pay equity and retention. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And now your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, expect partly cloudy skies with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 88 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a low of 72 degrees. From IPM News, I'm Arjun Tucker.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reform.